broken heart full of love, and I can't even give it away.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Millions of Americans sweating it out for a second week. The heat wave continuing in many areas, including the Midwest, where weekend storms left people in parts of Iowa bailing water out of cars and homes.
First responders performed more than 250 water rescues over the weekend after parts of Iowa saw more than 15 inches of rainfall in just 2 days. The waters rose quickly, said Bailey Mower and Spencer.
It was just like a little bit on the roads. And then literally within an hour, we woke up at 8, and then like an hour later, our whole driveway was completely flooded.
In all, nearly 2,000 properties were impacted by the flooding. Brian Clark, ABC News.
In New Mexico, crews are trying to bring a pair of wildfires under control. They are also looking for whoever started them. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the intensive phase of fighting in Gaza is about to end. However, the focus is expected to shift to Israel's northern border now. This is ABC News. Britain's Princess Anne, sister to King Charles, now recovering after suffering a concussion at the estate where she lives. Doctors monitoring at a hospital in Bristol. Parts of Texas still cleaning up after the first named storm of the season. Tropical Storm Alberto hitting the Gulf Coast with several inches of rain.
Within hours of Alberto's departure, Sergio Gonzalez of Corpus Christi Parks and Rec had crews on the beach.
We removed about 45 tons of debris.
Clearing a path for the first vacationers of the summer to set up chairs.
The red flag is out, so they recommend only going in waist deep and monitor your children.
Megan Colici and her family had been planning their trip for months and feared that Alberto had washed it away. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And North Korea's trash may be headed for South Korea again. Weeks after the North floated balloons carrying trash and manure over the border, South Korea's military this morning says more balloons are in the air now. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The presidential campaign returns to Wisconsin today, the second anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren will stump for President Biden in Milwaukee, Eau Claire, and Hudson today. She headlines a rally in Madison tonight. The first presidential debate is Thursday night. A summer vacation doesn't have to be expensive. Elise Rushline is a travel agent in New Richmond. She recommends hotels that serve free breakfast.
So you might spend a couple dollars more in the hotel, but you're saving that money, especially if you've got kids. Like, they always want to eat breakfast.
Packing your own food will also save money. Traveling with another family and splitting costs is another idea. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Yesterday, June 20th, the Park Falls Area Community Development Corporation had a meeting. We joined their administrative assistant, Shannon Greenwood, as she told us about the Park Falls Beautification Committee's ongoing Sponsor a Flower Pot event to brighten up downtown.
So we'll be doing the same program that we did last year, where you can purchase one of them in memory of like a loved one or anyone that you would like to recognize. There are 11 spots that are still available, so anyone can do that. They look fantastic. They're along Division Street and 2nd Avenue in the downtown. It's a nice little program with you guys in downtown.
Anyone who wishes to sponsor a flower pot with recognition of the donor or a loved one can contact Shannon Greenwood at 715-744-4700 or 715-661-2439. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Are back home.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens. The Brewers host the Texas Rangers tonight. The crew back from their West Coast trip, 7 games in 7 days, losing 4 but winning 3, including a 6-2 victory yesterday over the Padres. Center fielder Blake Perkins on beating the Padres pitcher Michael King.
We remember last time we faced him, he shut us down pretty well. So I think he was having some trouble locating his front door sinker a bit, so they gave us some opportunities on the outer half of the plate.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We might not be very good, but we've got a great team. You know, like team chemistry, those guys, they really pull for each other.
Football, last week, David Bakhtiari had this to say about Packers quarterback Jordan Love and his girlfriend, volleyball player Ronica Stone.
He is quiet, yet confident and soft-spoken, yet caring. I got a chance to get, you know, somewhat close to him. His girlfriend, who I hope that he can speed it up and, you know, make it his fiance pretty soon.
Over the weekend, Love and Stone got engaged while on a trip to Italy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a high near 79. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Some could be on the strong side. We'll see a low around 61. South winds will gust 15 to 20 miles per hour. For Tuesday, sunny and a high of 81. Right now, it's 58.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new song.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing a song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Thanks for locking us in at work.
98Q Country.
Money. classics.
Your country. 98Q Country.
Build in through the day today. Still a little bit of coolness in the air out there this morning. You want to keep the windows open maybe and get that cool air in and then close it up. We're going to heat up to about 80, it looks like, today. Well, we are thrilled to have Miss Wisconsin Teen USA, Olivia Negri, in studio with us on Wednesday. She'll be in during Reality Radio to chat with us. Very exciting times. Many of you probably saw the social media postings. Olivia has been pursuing this title for a little while now. So we have had her in studio before and chatted with her. So we're going to bring Olivia and her mom, Missy, in here and chat a little bit about the venture and what's ahead. Very excited to chat with Olivia and celebrate with her the Miss Wisconsin Teen USA crown. Very cool. That'll be Wednesday. We have a jam-packed Reality Radio, by the way. On Wednesday morning, we're gonna talk about Catkins. They have a big fundraising event coming up. We're gonna talk about they have the 3-on-3 event. Jeff Haken and the folks at Phillips Basketball, they're gonna be putting on their annual 3-on-3 event at the park, Elk Lake Park in Phillips, this coming weekend. Courtney with the Chamber, Park Falls Chamber, is gonna stop by Wednesday. The Fifield Lions, they got their big event this weekend. That we talked about last week. We'll have the folks here chat about that. The Kennan Georgetown Fire Department, their big pull is this weekend. And the folks at the Waterford Hub have an Alzheimer's awareness event coming up that we're going to chat about also. So that and more Reality Radio of Wednesday morning. Always jam-packed. Ocean Gate. Have you heard about Ocean Gate? So remember the company that failed? They sent some people down in a little capsule, I guess, to see Titanic. And the people paid like $250,000 to get in this little device. And it went down like, what is the Titanic, down like 2 miles or something like that below the ocean level. And it did not go well. And the people perished. The people in that
capsule, it blew up, basically. It was not successful. They have not done it since. Well, that same company that was involved with that is now claiming to be able to safely put human beings on the planet Venus. On the planet Venus. Now, I don't know. I wasn't very good at the whole solar system thing. But we had Mercury, Mars, Earth, and beyond that. Jupiter was the big one with the ring around it. But I'm curious how long that would take, even if you did that, if you went to the planet Venus. So let's just look here and see how long would it take. So if you went to the planet Venus from Park Falls, it would take 160.26 million miles to get there. 160 million miles. Now, I went 260 miles, I think, to Milwaukee over the weekend, and that was exhausting. So I'm not sure how long that would take, 67 million miles. I'm assuming that would be longer than a weekend. So, but the company that couldn't send people 2 miles down to see Titanic, are you going to hop on board that vessel to go to Venus? Probably. Probably not. I don't think they could pay me enough to do that.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save, because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Attention employees, since letting you listen to the radio at work, we've noticed your productivity has gotten much better. Although, Janet, your singing has not. That is all.
Crank us up at work and make your J-O-B A-OK.
98Q Country.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine. Peaches grow in my house. It's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right. things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. Things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio love, a lot to see the sunrise, see the love in my mama's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child. And a radio of a lot of sea sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And no mother's love.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Just close my eyes.
field on fire, just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of bug wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all long live cow. Like whiskey, how they wake up, take on off, not even miss me. Leave this heartbroken, holding that smoking gun. I guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave me in a lonely ghost town world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419.
Excited for college, though, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
So I was reading some stuff here this morning about the origination of some foods and stuff and how they came about. It was a very interesting story to learn that back in the 1950s, Americans were looking for ways to spend less time in the kitchen, because back then, if you wanted to make a meal, it was a long, drawn-out process. You didn't have the quick-heat stoves. You had, like, a wood stove, you know. Could you imagine heating boiling water? You got to start a fire.
Yep.
You know, wood stove and all that stuff. It was very time-consuming. So, back then, it was an overwhelming majority of people who were cooking were women, obviously, and had made food preparation the focus of their day. So, historians estimate that in 1900... an average household spent about 58 hours a week on housework. And that's cooking and cleaning and doing laundry. Could you imagine 58 hours a week just doing laundry and cooking? That's a lot.
Yeah.
Big G, you'd go hungry if you took 58 hours. Big G's in studio, too. I caught his attention. We're used to all the conveniences now, of course, that make it all possible. That, you know, they got the microwave. And I remember, I'm old enough, Ileana, where I remember getting a microwave. I remember we didn't have a microwave.
I remember getting a 5-button remote TV.
I remember getting a color TV with a remote. Yeah, I had black and white.
second channel and an on-off button. That was
I figured out that the Vikings weren't just black and white. Their uniforms were actually purple. It was absolutely wonderful. So processed foods, of course, were something that made life in the kitchen easier, too. So there's a guy from Minnesota who actually spent his teenage years as a farmhand and a carpenter. This story's going somewhere. Hang in with me now. And he was looking to fund his college tuition by creating some food products that would make things more convenient. So a few years after he graduated, he was a chemistry major. He worked, you don't care where he worked, but he actually worked with General Foods, and he was one of the people that helped to invent some of the things like gelatin starch blends that are a part of convenient foods now, and actually is credited for things like Cool Whip, Pop Rocks, Tang, all invented by the same person, as they were just making a push to make food consumption not as time consuming. Now, of course, you can get food in a snap of a finger now, but mm-hmm. is it as good for you as it used to be?
Oh, there's no way.
All the preservatives in there?
All the chemicals and stuff you read in there. It's like, what does this even mean?
Yeah, exactly. The list is long. Yeah.
You don't want to read it. You don't want to eat it.
Yeah. It's all in there, and it's hard to avoid it. So like the Tang flavor crystals were one of the originals. I mean, if you wanted orange juice before stuff like Tang, you had to actually take oranges, you know, and squeeze them in a container. And Tang was kind of part of that. And now, of course, we have all the convenience items. And now we're to the point where you go to a grocery store, you walk down the breakfast cereal aisle. Goodness gracious. I mean, it's...
There's so many,
There's just so many. And I have an app called the Yuka app, Y-U-K-A. And you can actually scan barcodes, and it tells you if things are good for you from a scale from 0 to 100. And I'll go up and down the breakfast cereal aisle to be like 7, 6, 2, 3. Just all of them are horrible. Of course, the only cereals that are good for you are like grape nuts, you know?
Yeah.
Those are gross.
Cheerios are hard and healthy.
But those are gross. I got news for you, Big G.
Put some bananas on them.
It's a scam. It's a scam, too. So you want to get depressed about food, download the Yuka app and go start scanning stuff. The only thing that's good for you is the all-natural vegetables. Well, Big G is in studio.
Yeah, I kind of barged in here. I apologize, but is my mic on or no?
It is.
It is. Okay, good. So. Super.
Your mic's always on, yeah.
All right, super.
Yeah.
I don't need a mic.
He comes in with drawing boxes because you were at St. Croix Rods over the weekend.
Yeah, big event this last weekend over at St. Croix Rods. Thanks to Kurt and Neil over there and whole staff over there at St. Croix Rods. And a nice interview with Josh Lance, the communication manager for St. Croix. And also got to talk to one of the pro fishermen over there. Bro, his name was. Bro. Minnesota. Bro. Bro, yep.
All right.
It was Bro and Big G for a little interview there. So
did the rain hold off for you a little bit there?
The rain held off. And, I mean, holy cow, that's the, you know, It was like a parade of fishing rods walking by. It was like watching a parade. Every other person had a fishing rod in their hand. I mean, just that's the time to get a deal on a fishing rod is that day, a customer appreciation day.
So yep, fun day to be out there.
Huge turnout. And Nancy Richter, thanks to her, she was directing traffic on the highway there and parking and everything. So, it was a great day, and rain held off, so.
All right. When are we going to announce our prize drawing winners? Going to do that.
Well, I think we're doing it right now. We got Ileana here. I'm going to volunteer her. Hopefully she'll volunteer, but I'm going to volunteer her to draw the names out here for the great prizes we had.
Sure.
All right.
And we're going to start out with the.
So what you're saying is you don't trust me, but whatever. Go ahead.
We got the accounting. What is the accounting firm of Big G and Joel Karnick and Brianna here today?
Yes.
All right.
Overseeing Ileana's drawing.
Overseeing her drawing. All right. So there'll be no funny business here, Ileana.
All right. So what do we got? We're giving away, Big G.
All right. Well, first of all, we're going to start with the, we got a pair of Milwaukee Brewer tickets to the August 10th game, the Brewers versus the Reds.
All right.
So we're going to draw a name out of there for that. So if you just pull this little tab here.
All right.
And then just make them up real good there.
What is in here? Oh, it's more tickets. Okay. I was like...
You gotta look before you reach your
hand. Okay.
All right. And the winner is?
What's her name? What's the name? Can you read it?
Phil Wickler, I believe, or Wichter. Okay. Phil Wichter.
All right.
Phil Wichter, he's got a phone number on there.
Yep.
All right, very good, Phil. Couple right, tickets to Phil the Brewers.
A couple getting, couple tickets to the Brewer game.
All right. Okay.
All right, and then we got some fabulous and marvelous prizes here from 98Q Country and Civic Media Group, as with the Brewer tickets. We've got first thing we're going to draw for is a one-night stay at Chula Vista Resort and water park passes at the Wisconsin Dells here.
Oh,
so,
man.
So you get to stay at the resort. So
I've got the envelope right here. Passes. Joel, you can verify that, right? Everybody verifies that, so we're good there.
All right, very good.
All right. So just reach in there, mix them up real good.
If I just say my name, no one will know, right?
Thousands of names.
Just kidding. Okay.
All right.
All right.
And the winner is...
Tara Coach?
Tara...
Cook. K-O-C-H?
Tara Cook.
Oh.
K-O-C-H. All right. Tara Cook.
All right.
All right. Can we write... You want to write that? Just write Chula Vista sure. Stay on that for me, please.
All right. You got more. He's got all kinds
and
of stuff.
And you got goodness. The Brewer... You got the Brewer ticket one over
yep.
there?
That one's mm-hmm. right here. Yep. All right.
All right.
What else you got there, Big G? Anything
so
else?
Let's touch that. We're going to go to the... We're going to go to the next one we're going to do is going to be the Dells Attraction Package here.
All right.
Wisconsin Dells Attraction Package.
All right.
And when I roll in there and get a name out there, I'll look at these and tell her where they're at.
Two tickets to a whole
We've
bunch
got,
of
We've got 4 tickets to Tommy Bartlett Show. Well, I'm meeting those. You can reach in there.
All right.
Go on our Tommy Bartlett Show. We've got the 4 tickets to the Top Secret. I think that's a mystery type place there. I haven't been to the Dells in
oh
ages.
My gosh.
So.
I think that's that sideways building, I think.
Yeah. Noah's Ark.
I pulled Tara again.
4 tickets.
Only have one winner. So
only one winner. Okay.
Yeah. And then Circus World. So.
All right. Okay.
Great Dells attractions down there. We plan to go down. We got to take the family down and enjoy some of the attractions.
All right. You want me to read that? She said to be like, I can read it.
The first name is Mary.
Oh.
I believe.
There you go. I have no idea.
We're passing it around.
Big G. Mary, quite contrary.
How does your garden grow?
How does your garden
Mary,
grow?
Mary, where is she from?
She lives on Cherry Street, so it must be up here in Park Falls, I'm guessing. But
all right.
There could be another Cherry Street, too, so.
Mary on Cherry.
Is that Mary?
Mary on Cherry.
Is that Mary or is that Gary?
I don't know. Is that Phillips or Park Falls?
I don't know. 820-2953.
Oh, that's Phillips. Is 820. Well, then again, I'm sure.
Is that Gary Call?
Is that Gary Hall?
Is that Gary Hall on there? I bet you that is.
Was he out there?
He stopped in there.
Well, that's Gary then. That's him. All right.
Holy cow.
All right, Gary. All right, Gary Hall. Phillips, you got yourself all the Dell stuff. Way to go, Gary. All right. Yeah. Or Mary. Oh. Okay, what else we got? We got a couple other prizes here.
Yep, we got.
If you signed up.
The next one is the Mall. We got Mall of America tickets.
All right, if you signed up at St. Croix Rod Saturday, listen up. Right here. We go. Here we go. Mall of America, all kinds of attractions, unlimited wristband. I think it's like a $300 value, all kinds of stuff.
Nickelodeon, Moose Mountain.
Crayola Universe.
Crayola, yep.
All right, Ileana, what do you got there?
Lauren Lau.
Congratulations.
Hey, Lauren. Way to overachieve for a Monday. All right, very nicely done. And one more now, Big G.
I actually got two more.
Two more, all right. All right.
This box here, we'll get rid of here. So. All right, so we got some Wildwood Wildlife Park youth passes here. So over Minocqua there. Take the kids over.
Under 11, yeah, 11 under.
I think it says Braden Estes. Estes?
Hey, Braden sure. Estes.
Braden.
Let's see. He's on Hudson Avenue. It could be in Hudson.
All right.
It says Jasper, Tennessee.
Oh, Jasper, Tennessee. That's right. I did talk to some folks.
All right.
I did talk to some folks from Tennessee. Look, there are people from all over at that St. Croix Customer Appreciation Days.
Oh, yeah.
We had some nice folks from La Crosse.
All right.
One guy came up to me and said, I want to hear the voice behind the microphone. So he came up to me. We had a nice little chat. So
did he look disappointed? Or
did he look disappointed? It's Monday, Joe. I don't have a quick comeback for you. So.
Right. I've seen that look many times.
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh, you're the guy in the radio, huh? Oh, that's too bad.
All right. Last but not least, we got a Civic Media T-shirt.
Civic Media T-shirt.
Oh, I want this one.
All right. Winner is
Josh Von something.
Josh Von Secret.
Let's
Von
see. Josh
Von Trapp.
Looks like Josh Von Scheer, maybe.
Josh Von Scheer.
I got phone numbers, so we'll be calling everybody here as soon as the as soon as I get kicked out of the studio here today. So
all right, maybe quicker than you think.
I'm feeling a little insulted by Joel, but you know,
it's a Monday.
I got big shoulders; I can take it.
Yeah, so we're all kind of snarling on Mondays. All right, is that it? Is that all you got?
That should be it for today. Thanks for allowing me to barge in here and do this drawing here, and thanks again to everybody at St. Croix and for having me there for the live remote and everything. So I had a great time, and I think they had a great day. So thank you.
All right. Very good.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Discover County Line Station, Highway 70, your convenient one stop between Fifield and Minocqua. Open daily from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., even weekends. They got live bait, tackle, snacks, groceries, and a liquor selection with wines. Fueled up with all grades, including premium and diesel. Check out specials like Stern's Life Jackets, now 10% off. Don't miss the 4th of July fireworks. County Line Station is also a full-service DNR licensing agent for fishing, hunting, ATV, UTV, trail passes, DMV license plate renewals, and offers lottery tickets, propane exchange, and firewood. Visit them at Highway 70 West in Minocqua, Wisconsin, the essential stop for summer road trips.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RUN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RUN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code RUN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust new Febreze car vent clips, now with 3 times greater scent control, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with new Febreze car, I know my car's going to smell amazing, which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up, Oscar! Yeah, la, 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 la.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Are you in need of reliable internet or a workspace away from home? North Central Technical College welcomes you to the Community Technology Center at the Phillips campus. Now featuring free, high-speed internet access and private remote worker office spaces. As your community's college, we welcome you to get connected. For more information, visit www.ntc.edu/Phillips.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best. And with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a high near 79. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Some could be on the strong side. We'll see a low around 61. South winds will gust 15 to 20 miles per hour. For Tuesday, sunny and a high of 81. Currently 66 degrees.
All right, you got John St. John coming in next. Gray will be in after two. Brewer baseball coming up tonight at 6:30. Ileana, what are you going to do the rest of the day?
Might go golfing. Go play some volleyball. I don't know. Something. Got to get outside. It's nice out today.
How about game 7 of the hockey tonight?
Oh, should watch that. Yeah.
Hockey with me a little bit earlier. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll get to see a fight. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Well, usually in playoffs, they don't fight because they don't want to go to the penalty box.
True.
It can be very costly. Plus, in a game 7, I don't think you'll see any fights tonight. But you don't see game 7s very often. And you've got two ends of the hockey spectrum. You got Southern Florida, which is melting right now and almost falling into the ocean. And then you got Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, which is like 14 hours north of, I mean, it's two different spectrums. And all those Canadians, Aid, are going to be down there in Southern Florida for the game tonight. So it's going to be interesting. Can you imagine living in Canada and then having to go to the humidity and 100-degree Florida weather?
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. All right, Ileana, we'll see you back in here Wednesday, right?
Yep.
All right. Have a great day, everybody. John St. John is in next.
You're on the phone and on the job.
We listen every day in the office.
We're on.
And love the music.
98Q Country.
Said when I was very young, she told me not to worry, son. One day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, just loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. When I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish, my uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California and I had me a band, and we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night and we drank for free, all of my boys and me. No more.
said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son. One day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me.
Woke up late today.